The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. This feast day of Divine Mercy Sunday is always a joyful feast. We often lead up to the great joy of Easter Sunday with the Holy Triduum, Holy Thursday, and Good Friday, and all the preparation that goes through the 40 days of Lent, but also just kind of the practical planning, usually having to do with Easter outfits and who's going to go visit when, and if we have to cook food and all that kind of stuff. But liturgically, this Sunday is just as joyful and just as important, I would say, that because of the resurrection of Jesus, we have this celebration of Divine Mercy Sunday, that God's mercy is poured out upon us through the person of Jesus, and that resurrection isn't just something that Jesus did, but something he offers to us as well. Something he offered to his disciples when he appeared to them saying, "Peace be with you," but also that he appeared to Thomas, wanting him also to believe, to go and be his disciple, preaching the good news to all the nations. In the image of Divine Mercy that we have here in front, there's the two rays coming forth from the heart of Jesus. One is kind of bluish or white, the other is red, reminding us of the water and blood that come forth from the heart of Jesus on the cross. And when he revealed that to St. Faustina, he said explicitly that it is like the waters of baptism and the blood of Jesus that he gives to us in the Eucharist. But how is it that we experience God's mercy? It's through those two powerful sacraments. Because God's mercy is him showing up even when we don't deserve it. Even when we don't merit God's mercy and his grace and forgiveness, he shows up and gives it to us anyway. I think that's relatively easy for us to see in the sacrament of baptism, especially for us as Catholics when we celebrate infant baptism. Maybe many of us were even baptized as infants in a time that we don't even remember. But in some ways, that's a great sign. Adult baptism is good as well. It's not that there's one that's better than the other. But I think infant baptism does point to the fact that it is a pure gift. There's nothing this little couple weeks old child can do to merit God's forgiveness, to even be perfect in following Jesus from that moment on. And yet we believe that through the waters of baptism, the Holy Spirit comes down, uniting that child to the resurrection of Jesus, forgiving them of original sin, adopting them into God's family, and giving them the light of faith to guide them the rest of their lives. What a beautiful literal gift that that child doesn't deserve, but yet God shows up and comes to it anyway. But I think maybe the sacrament of the Eucharist is an even more powerful symbol of that gift of mercy. The fact that God shows up even when we don't deserve it. In fact, I love that it's become a little bit of a tradition here at Christ the King to do First Holy Communions on Divine Mercy Sunday. We'll have all our second graders and a couple of third graders and I think a fourth grader and the PSR kids to receive First Communion at 10:30 Mass. Because I think there is a direct link between the Eucharist and Divine Mercy. Because in the Eucharist, God shows up even when we don't deserve it. That he still comes to us 2,000 years later, wanting to be present to us just like he was to his disciples and Thomas. But we don't deserve it. We don't merit that gift. And yet he comes and shows up over and over and over again. That's true for all of us in a general way, that all of humanity is not worthy of this gift of the Eucharist. That's also true in a very personal way. Think of it kind of like the two appearances of Jesus to the apostles. There's one with the big group, with the 11 minus Thomas. And that's kind of showing that in a general way, Jesus in the resurrection comes to bring them peace, comes to grant them the Holy Spirit, and to send them out to do what Jesus did. As we heard in the first reading, right? That they go out and they share this gift that they have received in healing people by the shadow of St. Peter. But they receive this gift even when they do not yet believe. Even when they're terrified and locked for fear of those that killed Jesus. He shows up anyways. But then he doesn't just appear generally to all of humanity. He doesn't just appear kind of in a general way to the church. To say, all of you have seen me, so you can now believe. Jesus knows that Thomas wasn't there. And Jesus could have done this, presumably, lots of different ways. One, he could have just waited till Thomas got back. Clearly, he came back to the house. He wasn't gone for that long. He could have appeared to Thomas maybe even at the same time as he appeared to the others. Right, we hear of the story of the appearance to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And it says when they ran back to meet the disciples were like, yes, we saw the Lord. And they were like, us too. Cool. So presumably, Jesus could have done the same thing with Thomas. He could have showed up at the exact same time as he appeared to those in the upper room. Or even on that day when Thomas came back and says, I will not believe unless I see it, he could have appeared right then and there. But he doesn't. He waits. He waits, it says, for a whole week, the next Sunday, to come, and then Thomas is there with the 11, and Jesus appears again. Knowing that Thomas needs to have that personal encounter with him. Knowing that Thomas said, unless I see the mark of nails in his hands and I put my finger into the nail marks and into his side, I will not believe. I don't think it's Thomas being kind of defiant, but he's saying, I just need to know this for myself. That I can't just take it on your word that you saw Jesus. I want to know it for myself, and that will change everything. Then I will give everything to him. So Jesus knows that Thomas needs this personal encounter. That it can't just be generically for all of humanity. God wants to show his mercy. For Thomas, he needs to know that Jesus will appear to him. That God will love him even when he is not worthy. That it'll come in a personal and tangible way for Thomas. Brothers and sisters, that's what the Eucharist is meant to be for us. That over and over again, our Lord shows up, even when we don't deserve it, to give us that personal encounter with him. To show that he wants us to believe just like he wanted Thomas to believe. And as I thought about that, I realized that over my 29 years of receiving communion since my first Holy Communion when I was 7, even if you just count the Sunday Masses, not taking into account that I'm a priest and say Mass every day and all that kind of stuff, but even just the Sunday Masses in those 29 years would be just over 1,500 times I've received Holy Communion. It's amazing. It's amazing that it's been that many times. Probably double or triple that since I've been a priest. But even just in that 1,500, I thought, I bet you about a third of those times, I didn't even really do anything differently after I received communion. It's not that I didn't believe that Jesus was there. You know, I would come up and I would say, the body of Christ, amen. And I would receive it and I would try to pray. But I bet about 500 of those times, I was just distracted. I was distracted by something I saw at Mass or something I was thinking of. Distracted because the Chiefs were playing later that day and I was trying to figure out how they were going to beat the Broncos or the Raiders. Maybe I was just stuck in my own thoughts or feelings of anger or resentment or joy. But I would guess at least 500 of those 1,500 times, I wasn't really worthy to receive Jesus. Again, we can't fully be worthy, but especially in those moments of just being distracted and not being attentive to what God was giving me in that moment. And yet I believe he showed up anyway. Even if that Eucharist and me receiving it was going to make really no tangible difference in my life. And what I find even more amazing is not that he just came in those moments, but he kept showing up. And when I came to Mass the next Sunday, ready to receive him and adore him, he didn't hold that against me that he was going, remember how you were kind of distracted last Sunday? Again, not because we deserve it or merit it, but because in his goodness, he shows us his mercy. Because he shows up even when we don't deserve it. Just like he did for the 11 apostles. Just like he did in a personal way for Thomas. So that he could come to this belief and proclaim Jesus as his Lord and his God. Brothers and sisters, that gift of the Eucharist is truly the embodiment of the divine mercy of God. That he shows up and wants to show us his love, no matter how worthy or unworthy we are in a particular moment. Our job is to try to be ready, to try to recognize that gift when it appears. I think St. Thomas shows us how to do that in this gospel. And if you notice, he never actually had to put his hand into the side and into the nail marks. It doesn't say that he approached Jesus and stuck his hand into the wounds. But as soon as Jesus invites him over, and as soon as Jesus recognizes the need that Thomas had, he simply cries, my Lord and my God, proclaiming him as the Lord of his entire life, this earthly Messiah, but not just a human ruler, but also the God of the universe. That he responds with a deep and sincere faith to this gift of mercy and God's presence in front of him. Brothers and sisters, that should be our response to the Holy Eucharist. To look at it and see in what appears to be bread and wine, the Lord and God of the universe. Jesus himself coming even when I don't deserve it or merit it, but showing up anyway. To heal me and to show me the path of life and light. In fact, it's one of the things we've been doing with the school kids at school masses. That after the prayer of consecration, when the priest lifts up the consecrated host that's now become Jesus, the children respond, my Lord and my God. And when I take the chalice and do the same thing and lift up now the blood of Christ, they proclaim, my Lord and my God. Since the early 20th century, that was a practice that Pope St. Pius X encouraged all Christians to do. To not just kind of see that when Father's up here praying the prayers that Father's doing something or Jesus is doing something, but to see once that becomes the body and blood of Christ that we have a response. We have a response of faith just like Thomas did, realizing that he doesn't just come to all humanity generically, but he comes to us personally and individually in the gift of the Eucharist. That he comes and shows up over and over and over again, no matter how worthy or unworthy we might be in a particular moment. Brothers and sisters, let us pray that we will have that same faith in Jesus in the Eucharist on this Divine Mercy Sunday. We will realize that he shows up for us just like he showed up for the apostles and Thomas, that we too can have that deep faith in his mercy and love, and that mercy that truly does endure forever, that especially in the gifts of baptism and the Holy Eucharist, he comes to bring us his peace, so that we can respond in faith, saying, my Lord and my God, going out to bring those good things to the world around us.